Saying I'm sorry without the intention of changing your behavior doesn't get you anywhere because you keep the pattern of behavior repeating. Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at Isolde T on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Over the last week or so, other than the interview episodes, I have been doing a series of episodes about inaction. I've been meditating a lot, and one of the things that I've been doing is setting intentions for my meditations. In other words, if I want new insights about something or if I want an answer to something, I'll ask for it before I go into my meditative state, and the answer bubbles up through the meditative state. Once I'm done, I often have at least the thread of an answer to what it was I was seeking. It's a simple technique, but it really works if you want to build that into your own meditation or mindfulness practice. If you want to know more information, by the way, you can always book a quick discovery call with me and I will talk you through the technique, no problem. All right, cool. So let me tell you about the realizations I had. If you listened to last week's episodes at all, then you probably heard me talk about this, but let me tell you what the realizations were about inaction in this one meditation session that I had. Hope without action leads to delusion. Desire without action leads to envy. Promises without action lead to falsehoods. Goals without action lead to resentment. Inspiration without action leads to stagnation, and apologies without action lead nowhere. Now, why am I talking about this? Because I think it's important for us to remember that we must act on the things we're thinking about or wanting. If you just dream about it, that's wonderful. But manifesting something is never just a dreaming about a thing and hoping it happens. It's also about really getting down and dirty and working for it. So I went through and I detailed each one of those realizations in last week's episode. Today, I want to talk about the very last one, and that is apologies without action lead nowhere. Now, if you've ever been in any sort of a romantic relationship, I'm betting you're familiar with this one. If you have someone in your life who apologizes, but then doesn't change the behavior that necessitated the apology to begin with, you've probably felt some of that frustration. And it is frustrating, isn't it? When someone does something that hurts your feelings and you say, oh, that hurt my feelings. And they go, oh, I'm sorry. But then they turn right around and they do it again. It feels like that I'm sorry was pretty meaningless. And that's something that I think we all need to look at. If you do something that someone calls you out on or says, hey, that hurt me or whatever, and you say you're sorry, saying you're sorry is acknowledging, oh, I did something that hurt your feelings. But that's nice. But it's not substantive in the way that that person probably needs you to do something about it. In other words, saying I'm sorry without the intention of changing your behavior doesn't get you anywhere because you keep the pattern of behavior repeating. Now, some of us have patterns of behavior that we find perfectly fine, but that upset other people around us, whether it is in a work situation, a collaborative situation, a relationship situation, that part doesn't matter. What seems to matter is that if you do something, if you routinely do something that hurts someone else and they tell you about it. Now, again, if you don't know, then, like if you don't know that you're hurting someone, if they don't tell you, if you don't realize it, yeah, you can't hold yourself responsible for that as far as changing the behavior. Maybe you'll grow and learn on your own, but it's not a self-flagellation kind of thing. It's not about that. It's more about if you do something that someone says, hey, that upset me or that bothered me, and you're sparked to apologize, then the thing to do is not just apologize, but look at the behavior that necessitated the apology to begin with, and then see how you can amend that behavior so that the situation doesn't come up again. The same thing holds true, not just if you are talking to others as far as your behavior, but about other people's behavior too. One of the things that I have trouble with is recognizing when someone's hurt me. It's weird, but it's true. For in my past, in my, you know, formative years, I wasn't allowed to feel hurt. Feeling hurt, or certainly expressing that I was hurt or upset, wasn't safe, right? I lived in a "I'll give you something to cry about" kind of household. So being upset, being sad, having your feelings hurt and expressing that that was happening wasn't safe. Literally, it wasn't safe. So I didn't, right? And so nowadays, when someone hurts me, I'm just learning how to go, hey, wait a minute, that hurt my feelings. For years, for decades, what I did was to sort of, oh, I got a soldier on. Someone hurt me. Oh, I'm just going to let that be water off a duck's back, and I'm not going to worry about it, and move on. But then in the meantime, my feelings were hurt, right? And I wasn't saying anything about it because, again, I didn't grow up with it feeling safe to do that. So over time, through meditation and a lot of self-searching and a lot of working on it with my husband, quite frankly, I've gotten to the point now where if someone hurts my feelings, I can at least say something. Now, the trouble with that is that if you're this kind of person too, if you don't have a feeling of safety being able to be vulnerable and say that someone hurt your feelings, because by the way, that is a vulnerable place. If someone hurt your feelings and you say that they hurt your feelings, some people go, well, that's admitting weakness. Yes, in some ways, but it's also being very courageous, right? If you're willing to be vulnerable enough with someone to tell them that they've hurt your feelings, that is a big deal. And I really want you to remember that it is a big deal to be able to feel vulnerable enough to say, hey, you hurt my feelings. So if you have the strength to do that, good for you. That is fabulous, and I'm excited for you. If you're just developing the strength to do that, my suggestion is, try and do that first with people you trust who won't go, ah, you're just being too sensitive. That's like the worst thing to say to someone who's said that you've hurt their feelings. So bear that in mind. Okay, so if you are able to do that to someone and say, hey, that hurt my feelings, fabulous. And if they go, oh, I'm sorry, and you're able to have any sort of conversation about it, the thing that you need to ask for in the situation is not just the apology, but an amendment to the behavior, right? So it's not a you situation, but it's more of a, if we don't want this to crop up again, can you look at this behavior and see how you might modify it, right? Because if someone says, oh, I apologize, but they don't intend to do anything to change the behavior that necessitated the apology, then the apology is kind of hollow. And if you've ever been on the receiving end of an apology that's hollow, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So I think it's incumbent on all of us to look at that. If you do something that hurts someone else and they say, hey, that hurt me, and you apologize, don't just apologize and move on. Look at your behavior that caused the situation and see how you might modify it. See how they might need you to modify it in order for your relationship to keep going and growing in a healthy way. And conversely, the same thing is true if someone hurts your feelings and you're courageous enough and vulnerable enough to go, hey, that hurt my feelings. Don't just accept an apology and move on. Instead, look at the situation with them, invite them in to look at the situation so that they might be able to modify their behavior in a way that's substantive and feels healthy for you both. And frankly, if they're not willing, that is something that you can look at as far as whether or not the relationship is one that that's worthy of you. Because if someone apologizes without any intention of doing something about what necessitated the apology to begin with, they're not someone you may want in your life. I mean, I'm being as honest as I can here. We have to be very careful in this one life that we've got about who we spend our time and energy on, right? Every second is one you never get back. So you might as well spend it with the people who will support you and lift you up just like you can support them and lift them up. And one of the best ways to do that for ourselves and each other is to look at our behavior in those situations. Because frankly, if you're ignorant of the behavior, if you don't know that it's hurting someone, okay, that's one thing. But if you know, once you know, you can never not know it again. Once you know you've hurt someone, you cannot go, oh, I'm ignorant of that. You've been told. So that means you can do something about it. And building that kind of good habit of addressing those situations will only improve your relationship with everyone in your life, but also with yourself. And this goes for when you are the person who needs to look at your behavior and when you're asking for someone you are in relationship with to look at their behavior. It can only bring us closer. It can only make us more authentic. It can only help us be more ourselves in this one life that we've got. So if you want to be this vital, creative, amazing person that I know you already are, being able and being willing to look at your behavior is one of the best ways to do that. I am in the same boat, by the way. Again, admitting you were wrong, just like admitting that you had sad feelings, was not safe. So for me, admitting I'm wrong can be really challenging. And anyone who knows me, if you know me in real life and you're listening to this, you know that I have struggled with this. And that's one of the things that I'm really working on, is admitting when I'm wrong and looking at it from the perspective of the other person so that we can work together to deepen our relationship and deepen our connection so that my interactions with people feel more real, more authentic, more creative, more vital, and just better. Alrighty, I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. If you're working on this kind of stuff and you need some coaching around it, you might notice I have a bunch of experience around it. So I would love, love, love to talk with you about it. And you can feel free to book a discovery call. I'm putting a link to a discovery call, a connection call, you can call it, in the show notes of every episode now, just because, you know what, I'd like to see if I can help. So I'd love to get to know more about you and where you are in your process of becoming a full, vital, creative earthling. Until next time, I remind you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you.